China and the United States have agreed to promote the healthy development of bilateral cooperation on trade and investment while properly handling differences. Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wentao and U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo have exchanged views on issues and concerns during a phone conversation. Both sides reaffirmed the importance of dialogue and communication in the business field. They also agreed to maintain communication in their working relationship. The Chinese president is calling for greater efforts to promote ecological conservation and high-quality development on the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau. Xi Jinping made the remarks during his inspection tour in Qinghai province from Monday to Wednesday. Foreign Minister Wang Yi reiterated China's firm opposition to the Indo-Pacific strategy promoted by the United States. During a phone conversation with his South Korean counterpart, Wang Yi said it's full of Cold War mentality and provokes group confrontation. Chung Yo-young expressed his country's desire to improve relations with North Korea and called on China to continue playing a constructive role. Wang Yi reiterated China's support for the improvement of inter-Korean relations, calling on the United Nations Security Council to invoke the reversible provisions in North Korea-related resolutions and ease sanctions against the people. The carrier rocket to be used in China's Shenzhou-12 manned space mission has been moved to the launch pad in northwest China. Three astronauts will board the spacecraft later this month and fly to China's space station. They will stay in space for 3 months and conduct repair and maintenance tasks. The launch of Shenzhou-12 will be the third of the 11 missions planned for the construction of China's space station, which is expected to be completed by the end of next year. U.S. President Joe Biden's revoked a series of executive orders that sought to ban new downloads of WeChat and TikTok. Biden signed the executive order on Wednesday. The administration of former President Donald Trump had attempted to block new users from downloading the apps and to ban other technical transactions. Russia says it's not expecting any major breakthroughs in the upcoming summit between President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden in Geneva this month. However, Foreign Affairs Minister Sergey Lavrov says the talks between the two leaders are important, and Russia wholeheartedly supports the U.S. initiative to hold the summit.
We have not inflated expectations or illusions that there will be any breakthroughs, but there is an objective need to exchange views at the highest level about the threats that Russia and the U.S. see.
Lavrov made the comments in Moscow at a summit of Russian and international analysts and statesmen. Meantime, Biden says the United States is not seeking conflict with Russia, but will respond in a robust way to harmful actions by Russia. He was speaking at the start of his 8-day visit to Europe that will include a NATO summit and his meeting with Putin.